हरिः ॐ सहनवतु सहनौ भुनक्थु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर शिवसरिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Western Ocean, Fourth Wave, Chapter 43, Parenthood. Verse 3452, page 20. So, Stai Bhava, the rati of a person dispensing compassion, which is directed towards a worthy object, is called Vatsalya rati. This Vatsalya rati is said to be the Stai Bhava for the Vatsalya rasa. 3453. The Vatsalya rasa of Jashoda and others is at the stage of very intense raga by its very nature. Just as other ratis gradually increase to prema and then sneha, sometimes Vatsalya also appears externally to increase to prema, sneha and raga, but internally it is always at the level of raga. Right, so it'll be at that, and it'll have these other features, like that. Srila Jiva Goswami, Jashoda Dehe indicates Jashoda and other elders with Vatsalya Rasa. Jashoda's Rati is naturally deep, Praudha, but other types of devotees also have deep Rati. Therefore, Praudha here indicates that Vatsala Rati is constituted of the highest stage of Raga. This rati appears, bhati, to go through the stages of prema, sneha, and raga. However, internally it is always deep, being raga. Footnote 2. There is no pranaya in Vatsalya ras, since the elders can never think of Krishna as being equal to themselves. Right? So you won't see it in here, but you'll see it in the friendship rasa. You know, you won't have it in the dasya, but in the conjugal rasa and the friendship, you'll have it. So that's why it was mentioned before that there'll be a similarity between an element between the friendship rasa and the conjugal, in that they have that element of equalness there. So there'll be certain aspects that are similar. Though, of course, the whole mood and all that, the taste is different, but it's very similar. That's why on one level, they can get along, those who are confidential. Those who are not confidential, then it's always a problem. So then, you know, that. It also appears that it's the same principle. If the gopis are up to Mahabhava, it's always Mahabhava, though it appears to go through these other stages in the expression of the rasa. So internally, it'll always be at the one, and then externally, it'll have the other flavors. 3454. Vatsala Rati from 10th Canto. O Maharaj Parikit, best of the Kurus. Nanda Maharaj is very liberal and simple. He immediately took his son on his lap as if Krishna had returned from death. And by formally smelling his son's head, Nanda Maharaj undoubtedly enjoyed transcendental bliss. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.6.43. 3455. Another example. Today, in order to hear the sound of the flute, Jashoda has pricked up her ears just as evening approached. Her longing doubled in intensity. Milk flowed from her breasts, and repeatedly she went out of the house into the yard and then re-entered the house in complete anxiety. She constantly gazed at the path by which Govinda would return. Srila Jiva Goswami. Pali means the edge of the ear according to the Vishvakosha. Here it indicates the whole ear. Jashoda directed her whole ear to listening for the sound of the flute, right? So you use pricked up her ears and all that. So on the animals, yeah, they actually move their ears, and you know, that's why they say pricked up, because they may have down, they'll put them up like that to hear. But here just means their whole ears, that she's, you know, trying to hear and see if she can hear the cows, hear, you know, anything like that. She thinks it's something, she goes outside, nothing's there, and then she goes back inside. So these are all examples of the of that Vatsala Rati. 3456. Jashod has appearing to have prema. Knowing from talking to others that Krishna was being glorified by the sages at that place, Jashoda's milk flowing from her breast entered Kurukshetra without reverence for him as the Lord. Srila Prabhupada. The parental love of Mother Jashoda for Krishna steadily increases, and her love and ecstasy are sometimes described as intense affection and sometimes as overwhelming attachment. An example of attachment for Krishna with overwhelming affection is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 6th chapter, verse 43, where Sugadeva Goswami addresses Pariksit Maharaj in this way. My dear king, when magnanimous Nanda Maharaj returned from Mathura, he began to smell the head of his son, and he was merged in the ecstasy of parental love. A similar statement is there in connection with Mother Jashoda, when she was too anxious to hear the sound of Krishna's flute, expecting him back from the pasturing ground. Because she thought it was getting very late, her anxiety to hear the sound of Krishna's flute became doubled, and milk began to flow from her breast. In that condition, she was sometimes going within the house, sometimes going out of the house. She was constantly looking to see if Govinda was coming back along the road. When many very great sages were offering prayers to Lord Krishna, glorifying his activities, the queen of Gokula, Mother Jashoda, entered the battlefield of Kurukshetra, wetting the lower part of her sari with milk flowing from her breast. This entrance of Mother Jashoda at Kurukshetra was not during the battle of Kurukshetra. At other times, Krishna went to Kurukshetra from his paternal home, Dwarka, during the solar eclipse. And at these times, the residents of Vrindavan also went to see him there. Srila Jiva Goswami. Prakshya means understanding by talking to others. She understood that she would be able to meet him in the inner apartments, inner quarters. Prakshya means intelligence. Kuru Bhuvi Nyavi Nyavi Vishat is the correct version. Right. Yeah, so she could go and meet him inside. So then she wasn't worried about these things. So it's just the prema is there. She's not, there's no awe and reverence. There's no other things like that. 3457. Another example. When Krishna went with an eager heart to Kurukshetra to observe the solar eclipse, people glorified him as the son of Vasudeva. Devaki, performing activities suitable for a mother, wiped the tears from his face, while Nanda and Jashoda's prema simply increased even more. Srila Prabhupada. When Krishna arrived at Kurukshetra on pilgrimage, all the people assembled there began to say that Krishna, the son of Devaki, had arrived. At that time, Devaki, just like an affectionate mother, began to pat Krishna's face. And again, when people cited that Krishna, son of Vasudeva, had come, both King Nanda and Mother Jashoda became overwhelmed with affection and expressed their great pleasure. Right? So even they're saying that the son of Vasudeva has come, it still doesn't matter. That's just still the same Krishna that grew up with them in Vrindavan. So it doesn't change. Oh, we're not the parents. So this kind of, when that mood is there, it doesn't matter what's the flavor and everything like that. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Jiva Goswami. Devaki had to wipe his face because of tears of joy at meeting Nanda and Jashoda. Taking the occasion of the eclipse of the sun, Mihira Graha. So Mihira means sun. So Varaha Mihira. That astrologer just means about sun. Okay. Krishna became anxious, utsukataya, to go there because Jashoda and Nanda would also go there. Thus, the longing was not to go to Kurukshetra for the eclipse, but to see them. Why did the prema of Nanda and Jashoda increase to extreme? The heightened prema in Nanda and Jashoda appeared because of explanations from others about Krishna, which ran contrary to that prema. Footnote 3. The definition of prema that does not reduce at all, even in trying circumstances. Right? So that's why it's an example of the prema, is that people are telling him about how he is and the supreme and this and that, but it doesn't change their attitude and how they see him. So that aspect then stays exactly the same. So that's the manifestation of prema. Those contrary explanations simply cause their prema to increase, because they're talking about Krishna, that he's doing so well, things are going so nice. Then parents are always happy to hear. You know, it's like the parents hear that he's doing well and everything's going nice and he's, you know, a greater position, and they don't, you know, go into awe and reverence. They just take it that, oh, okay, you know, like that, is that he's doing very well. What were those contrary explanations? Before the killing of Kamsa, Nanda and Jashoda had not heard the real truth about Krishna. After the killing of Kamsa, however, this was revealed to them. The Yadavas said that they were the kinsmen and parents of Krishna, explaining about the message from the sky given to Kamsa that the eighth child of Devaki would kill him, and thus he was removed from Mathura and separated from his parents. Oh, you foolish rascal, the eighth son of the woman you are carrying will kill you. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.1.34. So they're not saying here the foolish rascal, meaning that it's in his performing his duties as the brother, taking care of the sister, you know, driving her for the marriage ceremony, after the marriage ceremony. That's not why he's a rascal. He's just a foolish rascal because he's a demon. If they were to reveal that they had exchanged Jashoda's child for Krishna, it would show some selfish injustice on their part. Therefore, they concealed the fact. According to Harivamsa, what explains about that, about the exchange, they also had to conceal the fact that Narada had secretly disclosed the facts to Kamsa. Footnote 4. Narada tells Kamsa the story of the exchange of children. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.36. This was the extent of the explanation about Krishna that Nanda and Jashoda had heard from the Yadus. They thus explained that Kamsa had been giving warnings when driving Devaki after her wedding, and that Kamsa later heard Devi speak from the sky. Oh, Kamsa, you fool, what would be the use of killing me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has been your enemy from the very beginning, and who will certainly kill you, has already taken his birth somewhere else. Therefore, do not unnecessarily kill other children. Right? So she's saying, do not unnecessarily kill other children. Though, you know, the demons keep coming every day to try to kill Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.4.12. Right? So this is what they've heard. They've heard that he heard from here, and then later he hears from Devi. And so, and that's how he knows. So they don't tell him about Narad Muni, because otherwise it wouldn't make sense. Right? Kamsa also understood the sin he was committing. Alas, not only human beings, but sometimes even providence lies. And I am so sinful that I believe the omen of providence and kill so many of my sister's children. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.4.17. If there had been some alternative, Vasudeva, who had no intention to deceive, and was acting as an unmotivated friend, would not have spoken to Nanda as follows, with deception, shortly after Krishna arrived in Gokula. My dear brother Nandamars, at an advanced age, you had no son at all, and you were helpless of having one. Therefore, that you now have a son is a sign of great fortune, right? Because he's elder. Then generally speaking, as you get, you know, go into this older age, then the chances of having daughters increase. That's why you see so many times it's a very standard that there'll be all these brothers and then there'll be a daughter, right? So the youngest is a daughter. So if you look back in the older histories, then a lot of times that's how it was. You know, they would have so many children because they would start also, they'd marry younger and everything. And then when they have the daughter, then much of the time they would stop there, because they know that now they'll just have daughters. And so Nanda Baba, because of his age, he expected, I'll have a daughter and that. And so then he was, you know, surprised to find that it was a son. You know, and so then Vasudev hiding the facts at that time. His truth means it's about Krishna. So this is all about Krishna's protection, and so that they'll be comfortable and everything like that. And so it's still truth, but it's they're not presenting all the facts. So they're just presenting it how fortunate. Because the point is he is fortunate because now Krishna is coming as a son. Doesn't mean that he was born to him, but the point is he is there. So he hasn't lied technically, but now you have a sign as a son of good fortune. But he didn't say that a son was born to you. He just said, now that you have a son, right? And so people will, of course, interpret it that, you know, a son was born to you. However, Garga had previously revealed as the real situation. For many reasons, this beautiful son of yours sometimes appeared previously as the son of Vasudeva. Therefore, those who are learned sometimes call this child Vasudeva. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.8.14. Right. So then he had heard this, but he said sometimes appeared previously as the son of Vasudeva. So even this is Namakarna, so it's 10 days after the birth. The point is yes, 10 days before, then he was born to Vasudeva. So it's previously as a son, but now he's Nanda's son. So he doesn't say in this lifetime it's both. He just says that sometimes he appears like this. And so then the point is he is Vasudeva's son, but now he's appeared as Nanda's son. So, you know, these are all examples of having heard these things. It doesn't change their affection for Krishna. That's why it's being explained. Because that's the aspect of prema. If you're on the platform of prema, whatever you hear of someone else and some other position, it doesn't disturb your position. Right? So that's the principle of it. That's why, let's say, people in Vaikuntha, they hear about the love of Krishna in Vrindavan. And it doesn't distract them from how they think of it, because they have prema. And so it's just another aspect that's nice. After the killing of Kamsa, this same knowledge was then revealed by the Yadus to Nanda and Yashoda. So then, after the killing of Kamsa, and considering how to fulfill their past and present goals, the Yadu now spoke only of their own lineage with Krishna. Well, let that be. You know, so he's just saying, well, let that be. They did that, so let that be, you know, because that's the pastime, because now he's a Yadava. So before they were looking at it, that how to protect Krishna, you know, from their dynasty. But now that everything Kamsa is killed, now they don't have to worry about that. And so now he's here. However, if persons suitable for a certain child take that child as their own and act as the parents of the child, they certainly experience the happiness of being parents. What then to speak of Nanda and Yashoda, who, by their love for Krishna, were naturally non-different from Vasudeva and Devaki? Thinking about this, Krishna himself, taking Nanda and Yashoda as his real parents, has said, now you should all return to Braja, dear father. We shall come to see you, our dear relatives who suffer in separation from us, as soon as we have given some happiness to your well-wishing friends. Right? So he's referring to Nanda as the father and the Yadavas as well-wishing friends, right? So that's the point, I think. That's what he's saying is actually, we're actually non-different, you know. You know, and Nanda and Yashoda as his real parents, you know, so that's the point being made, because they are. And so is their expansions is Vasudeva and Devaki. Therefore then, give birth to Krishna in that, because in that way he's come to establish religion and destroy the demons and all that. So the Vasudeva feature is doing that. But otherwise, with Nanda and Yashoda, they just eternally engage in pastimes in the apricot lila. So even they've heard this now, you know, when after Kamsa and all that. But it doesn't mean that they're coming to Kurukshetra later. It still doesn't affect their love for him. The meaning here is we should do activities to give happiness to Vasudeva and your friends similar to the generous actions you performed in giving us happiness. Right? So just as you gave me happiness, I should give them. Krishna then spoke his true feelings, indicating his real parents, to Uddhava in private. Dear gentle Uddhava, go to Vraja and give pleasure to our parents, and also relieve the gopis, suffering in separation from me, by giving them my message. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.46.3. Right. So that's because otherwise he would have said, like he says here, we should give happiness to Vasudev and your friends, similar to the generous actions you performed in giving us that. Because, you know, he's born from there. So he's saying, give happiness to Vasudev and that. But what does he tell Uddhava? Go to Braj and give pleasure to our parents. Right? Doesn't say to Nanda and Yashoda. Right? So we see he's dealing differently here. At Kurukshetra, Devaki said to Yashoda, before these two boys had ever seen their real parents, you acted as their parents and gave them all affectionate care, training, nourishment, and protection. They were never afraid, good lady, because you protected them. Just as eyelids protect the eyes. Indeed, saintly persons like you never discriminate between outsiders and their own kin. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.82.38. But although Devaki said this, it should be understood that Yashoda did not pay any attention to this statement. Because she's just going to think that you know, these are my son and all that. She's saying that you took care and all this and that they're there, but it doesn't matter. You know, as I said before, is that, you know, they're proper. However, a person suitable for a certain child, take that child as their own and act as the parents of that child, they certainly experience the happiness of being the parent. So that's the point. Because of her feelings for a son who she was meeting after such a long time. This is indicated by the fact that after Devaki made that statement, Yashoda did not give any reply. Thus, the whole disclosure only made Nanda and Yashoda's love for Krishna stronger. Right? Because now they're just coming, you know, just they haven't seen him for a long time. They want to see and all that. And here they've said about, you know, you took care and protected him and that. And that's what they're thinking about, is that relationship with Krishna. And the other aspect that they're the Devaki and that, she says the real parents. But that's not the way it goes down. 3.4.58. Yashoda is appearing to have sneha. So here, prema means you're fixed. You know, fixed in your position. So you're so that just like you have the aspect of it for the madhyama, your nishta, then you're fixed. Right? You're stable in the service. Or then when you come to Brahmabhuti, you're fixed in the spiritual platform. But now when you come to prema, then now you're fixed in that rati with Krishna. Right? So you see that element is there. That's why for us this element of the called satkaryavad is important, because you're going to see is all these things, this one's causing this and that, and you see the same kind of flavor coming down through. So because of Krishna's desire, therefore, then you're going to see it's all coming back to his desire. But at the same time, it's just that taste that's there. Just like in the intelligence, that it's explained that information comes in from the mind and that it's fed to the intelligence. You have your identity and your attitude and all that that's there, and that's all fed into the intelligence. And so then the intelligence analyzes that whole thing. And then from that analyzation, then you get a suitable, you know, how you say, plan for doing something. And so then, yes, according to the identity, according to that, then something's carried out. And now the mind accepts that and all that. But it goes, everything goes up to the intelligence and then it goes back out. But so it's the central feature. Right, in the five stages of Hare Krishna, how the intellect works, or the reasoning process works, the intelligence is the central element. So in the same way here is that you see is that the that aspect of the Icha, everything's going up to the Icha. But the point is it's not that, but the taste is there when it's applied, when it's done, whatever is gained there, the combination of all the elements of taste. That's then what is important. Does that make sense? So that's why you see sometimes the mechanics, it looks like that's prominent. When you're talking about the existence, that becomes prominent. But in actuality, it's the taste. Because if there's an existence of something, no taste, or existence of something, no activity, you'll say it's useless. But if you talk about an activity, there's no existence, and there's no taste, then what's the point? Right? So that's the thing. So existence and activity simply supports taste. Does that make sense? Yes, no? So 3458. So now we look at sneha. It appears to have the sneha, because remember it's raga, it's always raga, right? Isn't that what it said before? It's always
third one is prema, Maharaj. Prema.
Yes, yes, but I'm saying on the level of raga, 3453. Just as other ratis gradually increase to prema and then sneha, sometimes vatsalya rati also appears externally to increase to prema, sneha, and raga. But internally, it is always on the level of raga. So we can see as whatever is that highest level it can attain, it will always be there. But it just externally has those flavors. Remember, because I think there was a question we had not so long ago, a month or two ago, about this aspect of, if they've attained to a certain level, why do we see these lower levels manifesting? So this is answering that. It's that internally it's always at that higher level, but it'll have that aspect of appear, these others appear externally because they give the flavors and tastes and they give the variety that's there. Is that, yeah?
So Maharaj, so in the spiritual world, everybody has prema, but this situation can fluctuate.
Means externally it fluctuates, but whatever is there. See, in Vaikuntha, it's only prema, so they're just fixed in that. But you'll see elements of the bhava and things like that. But it's always fixed in prema. But we see is then when it comes up into Goloka, and you have the five relationships, then in Dasya, I don't remember what it went up to. It might have only gotten to prema. But then with the cowherd boys, then it gets up to, what is it, pranaya.
Yes.
Like that. Yes. And so they get to there. So sneha and pranaya are there. But then when we see with the parental rasa, it goes up to raga. But it doesn't have pranaya because they never consider them equal.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Like that. And so then like that, it happens.
Yes. Yes.
Does that make sense? So it's just a matter of the flavor itself. So they'll be fixed in that place. And then the conjugal will go up to, Anubhava or Mahabhava, depending upon, whether it's in majesty or whether it's in sweetness. So they'll be there, but you'll see the other levels then manifest. It's just like, very, very common, pastime is Krishna does something and then Radharani or the gopis get upset. So that's Man. So that's a lower level than Mahabhava. But it's just externally it's manifesting that. That's why you see it's always mentioning that Krishna comes up and he tries to touch Radharani and then she covers her face or turns away and why are you doing this? And so she's showing anger outside, so the man is there. But inside it says she's very happy. Right? So she's feeling the ecstasy of Mahabhava there. So that's there, but sometimes you see the intensity is different. So you can be situated in the one and it has a variety of intensity. Like before it said it has, it has the smoldering, then there's the flames, and then there's the tense, and then the brilliant, like that. So the ujvala then will have, these within that, But then you see sometimes for Radharani, then you have these stronger intensities, like prema vaichitya, where you have all these contradictory vibhavas, the vyabhacharis happening at once. You know, just a whole bunch of them, not just one or something like this, a whole bunch of them. And then, you know, just it gives a particular flavor. And then in Mahabhav, it means in the what's it? I mean, I only know it from the Madananayaka Mahabhav. But there's, I think, another technical term that it shows the three stages, three levels of Mahabhav. So then there, Radharani goes into that mood. Even the plants and trees and animals and rocks show envy. You know, Krishna's done something in that. And so they show this, you know, kind of, they take on that mood, that feminine mood, and you know, like that. So they all just take her mood. It just extends through everything. So that's something that only she has, right? And so to taste that, that's why Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya. You know, so that has those three features that are there. You know, the features of love in relationship, the features of love in her activities, and the features of love in the taste. So those three features then become the basis of the Sankirtan movement. You know, so that you have Jiva Doya will be the relationship with Krishna. How she serves Krishna, what she takes, you know, like that, then that's going to be the service of the Vaishnavas. And then the Namaruchi, that's going to be the taste of Radharani's love for Krishna.
Yes.
You know, so when you have Namaruchi, so when we chant Nam, then it's just a sound, right? Yes. But when Radharani chants Nam, it's Krishna on the highest platform, experience on the highest platform of Mahabhav. Right? So that way the Namaruchi, then everybody will have their particular level of platform on which they're experiencing it. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yeah. So Maharaj, at that level, it's only Ananda for everyone. At that level, it's only Ananda for...
I didn't catch the first part of the point.
At that level, it's only Ananda, Maharaj.
Yeah, it's always Ananda, because means we're analyzing things so that we appreciate what's going on. Just like the you know, example is given, Sambit Sandini Ladini. And these different Shaktis are there, and the different gopis are manifesting different aspects and combinations. But in the pastimes, you don't make that distinction. Yes. You know, Lalito be from Uchigaon, or, you know, she's this or that, or whatever it is that you refer to her. You don't refer to her as one of the Shaktis. When Radharani comes, you don't say, ah, here comes Ladini Shakti. You know, you don't do that, or the Sarup Shakti, or, you know, it's not necessary. It's necessary for us so we see the difference so that we can start, you know, just like here, for the impersonalism and the personalism. Then the discussion earlier we had, then the we're used to impersonalist meaning Maya bodies, that there's just nothing. That's Buddhism. But then but we see like Sukadev Goswami, the four Kumaras, they have no problem in accepting the form of the Lord. Right? It means Krishna himself came and spoke to Sukadev Goswami while he was in the womb. And as the Supreme, told him he won't be affected by the material energy. Then only he agreed to come out.
Yes.
Right? So that means they have no problem accepting Brahman, you know, as everything. And so the forms and everything are also Brahman. So that's why when he runs down the path, when he's running through the forest, he doesn't bump into trees. He's not saying, oh, it's an illusion, so it's not there, so I won't hit it. But then you don't exist either, so you won't hit it. And even if you hit it and hit the tree, then the tree is an illusion, your body's an illusion, so therefore running's illusion, therefore hitting it is an illusion, the pain's illusion, so it's all illusion. Yeah, so thus began the beginning of pinball machines. So then we can take back the origin of that back to the impersonal, I mean back to Maya bodies, right? They can't tell the difference, so they bounce off of everything. Or crazy kids, as they're bouncing off the walls, or you know, something like that. So they can see the variety in the oneness. right?
Yes.
I mean, it's all one, but they see the variety there. But it's a different flavor, a different intensity than the devotees who see everything from the personal platform, and the oneness is also there. Mm-hmm. Krishna pervades everything, that's fine. And then, you know, when they're acting in their particular rati and all that, it doesn't really matter. He's the supreme. It's not important in sweetness. Right? We only bring it up so that we can tell the difference. Otherwise, we would think that, you know, this whole point of you can't have an impersonalist who accepts the form of the Lord. But they just see the form of the Lord as another aspect of oneness, rather than the form of the Lord is that, and oneness is an aspect of the form.
Yes.
So you're
yes.
switching the yes. perspective.
Yes.
That's all. Yes. But otherwise, the field is the same. That's why the four Kumaras are there, and the Jayanvijaya are there, and the Lord's there, and it's not a problem, because one sees from one sees from the other. But now they've switched. With yes. this, now they switched.
Yes.
So, in other words, the Kumaras would rather switch, not fight. Right?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Maharaj, it seems that all this Krishna consciousness is only switching.
Yes, we're switching the consciousness from I'm the controller and enjoyer to I'm the servant, and Krishna is the controller and enjoyer. So yes, that's what Prabhupada said. It's only a switch in consciousness. That's why you don't have to switch the external, right? Yes. Because you switch the consciousness, you're already engaged properly. But this is by unscrupulous individuals will then be interpreted to mean we don't have to switch the external. We can, you know, we can leave it the way it is due to their attachment. In other words, the other is the basis is I don't need to switch. I just switch the consciousness and it's already obtained. So naturally, by the association of the devotees, I will adjust. You know, just like when Srila Prabhupada came in to see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Because up to that time, he had never really seen a proper sadhu.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he had all these guys that are just, you know, North India dressed as sadhus, and his father would invite him to the house every day, you know, different sadhus every day because they're always changing, and he was never impressed with any of them. So when his friend said, "I have a sadhu for you, you're going to like this guy," he's kind of like, "I haven't liked anyone up to now, so why should I like this guy?" So when they came into the place where he is. Sitting, because he, depending on how is the arrangement, but generally there'd be like, you know, chairs or benches of that. There'd be where he would sit, you know, and then there'd be the floor.
Yes.
So he would sit, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would sit on the seat, or if it's in the room, on his bed, like this. Then for some special guests or elevated personalities or big personalities, you know, like a governor or this or that comes, you have some sitting place. You know, or elderly people who have a problem sitting like that, so they can sit there. Everybody else, all the disciples sit on the floor,
mm-hmm.
right? So when he first came in, because he came in, I think they went in there early because they were enthusiastic, so they got to the. So he went in and he saw the bench there. So, you know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was sitting on a place, and there's a bench there, whatever chair. He sits on the place, that's natural. Then when he sees that all the disciples have come in and they're all sitting on the floor, so he's the only one sitting on the chair, then he decides, well, stay here, but tomorrow he'll come and sit on the floor.
Yes.
Right? So he's observant, sees what other does, and you pick up. So it's not that, oh, it doesn't matter, it's all about your mood and all that, so I can sit here in my chair and be thinking in a humble way. And you don't do that. You know, there is etiquette. We are people. This whole thing is, no, we don't have to. It's just, then they're dependent upon this Brahman kind of understanding and realization, even though they're not situated in Brahman. They're situated in their attachment, which technically is Brahman, but it's illusory energy Brahman. It's not from the Sat. You know, I mean, from Chit. You know, it's from the material world. So to be able to see that fine difference in flavor, that's important. So to be able to see is that you don't have to change. So that's why the person's enthusiastic. They're coming around. They're inspired. But, you know, he's been coming around to the temple for the last, you know, 3 years, but he still is wearing, you know, pants and shirt and all that. But it doesn't matter because he's enthusiastic and he's just introducing step-by-step Krishna consciousness into his life. So it's not that he's attached to wearing his pants. He's just attached to, he's just doing what he normally does and is including Krishna.
Yes.
Right? But this other philosophy, that is, no, we are including Krishna as a philosophy, but as a religion lifestyle, we're not. And we're doing that with determination. It's not that, oh, this is what I've been doing, so I just continue that. And then, you know, they start to see that there's some difference. And so then they start to change and adjust. These ones, they know the difference. They know that's the recommendation, but they have a philosophy that says, I don't have to do this because Krishna said, oh, it's just change in consciousness. And why are they doing it? Because they're attached. They're not dressing for Krishna. They're dressing for themselves. And because they're so focused on that, where's the focus on Krishna? Right. So that's the whole point. They're not fixed, not in devotional service. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Yes. So it's not the platform of Nishta. They're working often, and also, oh, we're Westerners, we're this, that, you know, at the same time saying we're not the body so they can get done whatever they want to get done. But at the same time is what they want to get done is connected with their body. They're mature. So you're dealing with a neophyte mentality here, just across the board. Nothing more glorious about it. And so they're trying to make it, and as a neophyte, I will be counted as an advanced devotee because, it's prestige. So attachment to prestige then brings about these things. So these are just, standard anarthas. We have to be careful of them. That's all. We have to be aware that they're there. So here we're seeing is that in these different levels of external form, they'll move around, but the internal set is always the same.
Yes.
Like that. So you'd see like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had certain disciples, they would do certain kinds of preaching. So when they would go to the British, then depending upon how they were going, that some would go in suits, right? Three-piece suits, they're called suited and booted. It means they wore spats. So it was very formal, very, very proper. And then another, they went kind of like priests. So they had this far out kind of outfit that was all, like all in black with the, they had more like Nehru suit kind of things and all that. They had their chudders, they had their turbans and that. So you can tell it's Indian, but it was a little bit more kind of just what they thought of as a priest would be, right? And then you had those that just went out as themselves. But when they weren't doing that office, then they would just dress as devotees would dress. Like that, But let's say you're having a special program, like there's that one program, I think, where a famous picture where you see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ushering in the governor.
Yes.
Of Bengal, and he's walking next to him, showing his hand. To walk in as the carpet rolled out and everything. And you see he's wearing what he regularly wears, but he's wearing that coat.
Yes.
And he has on those patent leather shoes. Right? So much for the vegans. He's there. But you see around him, then there's the devotees dressed as devotees. There's the devotees dressed in suits, and there's the devotees dressed in that kind of far out kind of salwar kameez with the turbans and that kind of thing, that kind of aspect. They were all there because depending on who comes with them, those people will deal. But Bhaktisiddhanta says what he...
This is very... it's elevated intelligence to know how to act according to time and space.
Yes. When someone said, oh, how can you do that? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, yes. 10,000 lifetimes ago, I used to think like that also. So in other words, it's for Krishna, it's for the preaching. And you're looking at it from that, therefore you do the needful. But the other is, I want to do these mundane things, but now I found an excuse to use it in Krishna consciousness. So that's dovetailing, okay. But yes. but then it limits it. Is that you? How do you dovetail the sinful? Yes. Right? So that attachment to that, then people would just do that. They would never do the proper. So therefore, you have to be strict on them. But that they're dovetailing their attachments, their money, their house, their facilities, and all that in Krishna's service, then that's fine. You know, even if they're looking at it from basically from themselves, you know, more of an ascending, it still works because it's connected to Krishna. And then at some point, it switches. Like for Yudhishthira Maharaj, it was a descending thing. It was all theirs that they're performing their duties as Kshatriyas to please Krishna, and Kshatriyas have these facilities, so that's what they do. Does that make sense? Yeah, so no problem. So it's to change in the consciousness. When the consciousness changes, all these things balance out properly.
But now it seems that we need a constant education.
Yes, that's why association of devotees.
Yes.
Right? That becomes what's so important. Not that I come to this platform now in advance and now I don't need anything. That's why you always have to do. Because, you know, that was the whole idea of the Gaur Purnima festival. All the devotees come together and have their program. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's there. And so then, yes, that would be all the senior men, all the GBC are there, all the sannyasis are there, the temple presidents come, what other devotees come. And even, you know, if the general devotees are not, but all these senior get their association with the other, yes. Do things together, they do kirtan together, take prasad together, do all these kind of aspects. And then it becomes very nice. You know, so it wasn't about a meeting. It was about the Gaur Purnima festival and association. So this is the one time a year everyone came together. The rest of the, there's plenty of festivals. Those you'd be in your zone and your place. But, you know, everyone has to move out. Oh, no, but we have to take care of the Gaur Purnima back at our place. Yeah, right. Sure. You know, because the ones that would take care of it back at their place, they're generally the ones that stay.
Yes.
You know? Or can stay. You know? The others, they got to go back. You know, they probably haven't bathed the deity since, you know, how you say, you know, the meteor hit the earth and the dinosaurs, you know, were died. You know? So you know, this is just, they come for the meeting and that's it. If it wasn't for the meeting, they wouldn't come.
Yes.
But Prabhupada wanted his association because this association is important. Because otherwise, you go to a zone, and much of the time, most zones, they'll never have two senior men in the same place at the same time. You know, because it's to them, it's a waste of money. Because if you have one guy there, he'll give class morning and evening. If you have two guys there, one gives class in the morning, one gives class in the evening. You're getting half, you know. They don't see the effect of association of them hanging out together, them talking, them being with the others. And then you see how senior devotees interact. And that's inspiring to the junior devotees because generally much of the time the junior devotees may get along, may not. Yes. So when they see senior men getting along, then they think, oh, that's what we're supposed to do. Yes. Otherwise, they only see is that it's a big guy, everyone takes care of him. So therefore, I want to be a big guy and everyone then, you know, deals with me. Rather than, oh, they're just friends. So I can also be friends with people at my level. So Vaishnav Seva, that association of Vaishnav, it's not really understood at all. You know, in the meeting, of course, there'll be some association. But, you know, it says, Dataati prati grinati guhyam akiti prichyate bhunte bojayate chaiva. Right? It's not giving the eight lakshanas, you know, how you say, you know, you have, speaking your mind, hearing confidentially, you know, offering prasad, taking prasad, giving gifts, accepting gifts, speaking in a meeting and listening to others in a meeting, you know, so it, Rupa Goswami somehow or another misses out those last two ones. So that's many times the only time senior devotees get together. Sad, but true. So it's not appreciated what's there. So it's nice that there's the focus on Jiva Doya, but then sometimes Vaishnav Seva and Namaruchi is not appreciated, is not understood. you know, along with reading the books.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So now 3458. Mother Jashoda is appearing to have Sneha. Well, Queen of Raja, the Ganga River has sprung up through the streams of sweet milk falling from the mountains of your breast. And the Jamuna has sprung up through the tears mixed with the black mascara falling from your lotus eyes, right? Because the Ganga is white and the Jamuna is black. So therefore, they're giving these examples in this way. And the Ganga is coming from the mountain, right? Like that. Those rivers are falling on the altar of your torso. Being bathed at the joining of the two rivers, you clearly desire to see the face of your son. Right. So then, because the joining where they join, that's the Sangam. So that's a place to bathe. You know, so you're very inspired to, you know, like that. Srila Prabhupada, when Mother Jashoda, the queen of Gokul, was going to see her son, Krishna, at Kurukshetra, one of her friends addressed her thus. My dear queen, the milk flowing out of your breast mountain has already whitened the river Ganges, and the tears from your eyes mixed with black mascara have always blackened the color of the Jamuna. And as you're standing just between the two rivers, I think that there is no need for your anxiety to see your son's face. Your parental affection has already been exhibited to him by these two rivers. Srila Jiva Goswami. On the pretext of pilgrimage to Kurukshetra, for observing the solar eclipse, Jashoda went with great longing to see her son. Right, so Nanda and Jashoda and the Brajbasis, on the pretext of the eclipse, have gone to Kurukshetra to see Krishna. Krishna, on the pretext of the solar eclipse, has gone to Kurukshetra to see the Brajbasis. Right? You know, Yudhishthira Maharaj, on the pretext of the Rajasuya, is then in this way will get Krishna's association and be able to establish him between all the personalities of the universe as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because they invited Brahma, Shiva, the Prajapatis, all the, you know, the Dikpalas and everybody. You know, how they're doing, I'm not sure, but they invited them and they were there. They came there because they were invited. Right? You know, so, but it was just a pretext for Krishna consciousness. So that's what we see is going on here. One woman acquaintance performing austerity spoke these words to her. Kshira, milk, here refers to also to the water of the Ganga. Madhyama refers to the middle portion of the body, which is compared to an altar. Madhyama Vedi also means Prayag, where the Ganga and Jamuna meet. Yeah. So it's just all these nice. So here you see is now they're using Lakshana to say something very specific. So where that goes, that's what you count. You know, you don't go, oh, you know, yeah, you don't interpret. Lakshana is used, but it's very specific what you're trying to do. So Lakshana is used quite often as poetics and to say very nice things and pleasant things and all that. Yeah. 3459, Jashoda is appearing to manifest Raga, although she always has Raga. Oh, Mukunda, if Jashoda is placed on a fire made from grain chaff, but can see you, the fire becomes as cool as ice. If she is placed in an ocean of nectar but cannot see you, the ocean of nectar becomes as sharp as Kalakuta poison. Srila Prabhupada. The same friend of Mother Jashoda. Oh. The same friend of Mother Jashoda addressed Krishna as follows. My dear Mukunda, if Mother Jashoda, the queen of Gokula, is forced to stand on fire but is allowed to see your lotus face, then this fire will appear to her like the Himalaya mountains, full of ice. In the same way, if she is allowed to stay in the ocean of nectar but is not allowed to see your lotus face of your grace, then even this ocean of nectar will appear to her like an ocean of arsenic poison. Let the anxiety of Mother Yashoda, let the anxiety of Mother Yashoda of Braja, always expecting to see the lotus feet of Krishna, be glorified all over the universe. Footnote 5. Quality of raga is that the person is willing to give up life for the Lord. Right? So that gives the, so each one has its particular quality, and it has so many flavors that it manifests. Like that. Okay. Srila Jiva Goswami. Oh, Mukunda, if Yashoda sees you, the fire from Tusha becomes cold. Tusha Rati. It acts as if it were ice. What is the condition in which she sees Krishna? If she is bound on top of a fire made of burning chaff and sees you, the fire becomes like ice. 3, 4, 60. Utkantita, separation, not having met for the first time. Right? So remember, Utkantita, this is the name for the vatsalya, the friendship and the servitorship. That there, when separation haven't met for the first time, that's called utkantita. And then when they meet, this guy has another name. Well, in the conjugal, it'll have different. And in the shanta, they don't have separation. When Krishna is playing on the grounds of Braja, the daughters of Devaki thought, oh, when will we see the face of Krishna, which conquers the autumn moon? Daughters of Devaka thought, not Devaki. All glories to their great impatience. Footnote 6. This reference to Devaki and others. Devaki not seeing Krishna after his birth. Okay. A little bit more. 3, 4, 61. Another example. Oh, Akura, tell Krishna, the son of my brother, that Kunti, dwelling among the enemy, is longing to see him. Srila Prabhupada. Similar statement was given by Kunti Devi to Akura. My dear brother Akura, my nephew Mukunda is long absent from us. Will you kindly tell him that his aunt Kunti is sitting among the enemy and would like to know when she will be able to see his lotus feet again? Yes. Okay. Next will be separation after meeting. So this is separation before. Okay. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.